For WRRD 1510 and WTTN 1580 AM, my name is Keith Gostad. Tomorrow is Election Day in Wisconsin. On the ballot statewide will be a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Locally, several school board seats, as well as the mayor's race in Madison, are also on the ballot. To find out the location of your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. You can register at the polls on Tuesday. Newly released court documents show strip club owners with ties to Milwaukee have been indicted for investigation of sex trafficking crimes. So far, two people have been charged that are not owners. Christopher Childs of Hartford is charged federally with use of force, fraud, coercion, and conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking. Jennifer Campbell was charged with conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking. The co-owner of Silk Exotic on Old World 3rd Street in Milwaukee and in Middleton has been indicted but not charged with anything. The investigation is still ongoing. Milwaukee County is asking for $41.4 million from the state of Wisconsin to build a secure residential care center for children and youth intended to house those that currently reside at Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls. Recycling plants in China are enacting stricter standards on what constitutes acceptable levels of contamination. This is causing a ripple effect on Wisconsin waste management as more plastics find their way into landfills. The Bucks lost to Atlanta 135-136. They take on the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. And the Brewers beat the Cardinals 5-4, winning the opening series 3-4. Highs today in the mid to upper 40s with cloudy skies, overnight lows in the upper 20s. Tuesday, highs around 50 with cloudy skies. Wednesday, rain in the forecast with highs in the mid 40s. For WRRD and WTTN, my name is Keith Gostad.